Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson Show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Wine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and winologist expert. She is your featured host today on January Jones Sharing Success Stories. So sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones with her eclectic roster of guests as you learn life's lessons. These stories plus sharing equals success. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you are entering the no whining world of January Jones.
Now let me ask you a question. Have you ever had to deal with an elderly relative who needed home care? I think we all have experienced this. My family just experienced it this past weekend. Now, would you like to learn more about compassionate home care services? Have you ever wanted to be an entrepreneur and in doing so, help others? Can you imagine working with a non-medical home care service doing one-on-one solutions and helping families to get through a most difficult time in their life? Now tell me, do you know what a therapy dog does? This will be very interesting. Have you ever heard about a company called Cypress Home Care Solutions? Or better yet, would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers that we're looking for in regards to home care? Now, are you ready to learn how to be successful and how to help your elderly relatives? If you can answer yes, or maybe, to any of these questions, then you are in the right place, and I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Today, I will be introducing you to my guest. He's never been on the show before, and I'm thrilled to have him. He will provide us with wonderful, informative, and inspirational lessons and some really, really great advice about home care solutions. I'm pleased to announce that this show today is now live on Talk for Media and syndicated at iHeartRadio. Talk with 50 million listeners and Blog Talk Radio, with our show having over 1.8 million listeners to date. We are archived 24/7 for your listening pleasure. Also, LinkedIn announced that my profile was one of the top 5% most viewed last year. Now, let me tell you a little bit about my guest today. With nearly 30 years of consumer products, healthcare, and technology experience, he is considered an innovative in enhancing communication and effectively supporting customers and peers. In 1994, he assisted his family in creating Cypress Home Care Solutions as a leading home care business in Phoenix. Cypress is dedicated to providing the highest quality and compassionate home care services to families with loved ones that are chronically ill, disabled, or aging. He is currently managing partner for Cypress Home Care Solutions, a position he has held since December 2003. He co-founded One-on-One Home Care Solutions, a non-medical home care consulting company created specifically to work with individual entrepreneurs who want to start a new private duty home care business without being part of a franchise system. It's my pleasure today to welcome to the show Bob Roth. Hi, Bob. How are you doing?
Good afternoon, January. I'm doing very well. Thank you for having me. I know you're talking from the back east, but it's afternoon still here in Arizona.
Oh, well, it's wonderful to have you on the show. And before we get into the home care solutions in Cyprus, let's talk a little bit about your background. Could you tell us where you were born, who your early mentors were, and what prompted you to get into this industry?
I was born in Baltimore, Maryland.
Okay.
And I was born and raised there. I didn't have a very different life from many others. They grew up in the 1960s.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to college in upstate New York, Ithaca College.
Okay.
And my family was in the food service distribution business.
Okay.
And we used to sell groceries and paper goods and frozen food items to hospitals, school systems, to restaurants,
mm-hmm.
all those places that use food products, and I pursued a career in the food service consumer product goods area and went to work for the Quaker Oats Company
and then
ran the Gatorade business in the Northeast for nearly 5 years. It was a fun brand to be on. I covered primarily the Northeast region for Gatorade, and then I went over to the West Coast to work for Dole Packaged Foods, and I was their director of trade marketing.
Okay. Now, when you look back on your childhood growing up in Baltimore, could you share with my listeners who some of your early mentors were, and who were the people that influenced you when you were growing up?
Well, I'd have to say my father influenced me. My father was a successful entrepreneur, ran this food service business that my family had. And the thing that I learned most from him is that it's not always what you know, it's who you know.
Ah.
And it's about relationships and connecting with people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was one of the things that I always remembered back in the back of my mind is being able to relate to people and being able to find some kind of common ground that connects you with that person.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, people do business with people they like.
Right.
And if you can find a way to connect with that person, then you should and will be successful. And that was one of the things that I learned, and Dad was certainly one of my mentors.
Right. And, of course, it's your personal integrity. It's your word is your bond, and it's when you can reach out to people and have a connection, network with them, and a relationship where they trust you. Don't you think that is what makes people success really, really successful in business?
Absolutely. I mean, this generation that is coming up now,
mm-hmm.
I often get taken back by the fact that they resort to text messaging and emailing
mm-hmm.
rather
mm-hmm.
than making that phone call or making that personal connection.
Mm-hmm.
My dad told me a long time ago is when you shake somebody's hand, make sure they know that there's somebody behind it. Don't crush their hand. But give them a firm handshake and look them in the eye.
And
that's something I've never lost. Even to this day, I'm always making eye contact. And when I make eye contact with somebody, whether it be a client that we're caring for,
mm-hmm.
a referral partner of ours,
mm-hmm.
when you look in their eyes, or an employee of mine, a caregiver or a staff member, the eyes are the gateway to their soul.
And you can
really see that person for who they are.
Oh, yeah. I know. That is something we stress to all of our grandchildren, both the boys and the girls. When you meet someone, make eye contact, connect to them. It's such an important thing to do. You know, Bob, share with us a little bit about what happened when your wonderful mother, Joan, at 48 years old, was shattered by a series of near-fatal heart attacks. How did that affect your family?
Well, it's something that I don't wish anyone to go through.
Uh-huh.
And unfortunately, many people do.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody ever prepares for an event like the one that we endured back on January 2nd, 1985.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Mom was a beacon of light. She was our North Star,
mm-hmm.
and certainly was the matriarch of our family, was the one that not only helped organize things, organize Mom and Dad's social plans.
Uh-huh.
Dad, you know, worked hard in the food service distribution business,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, he'd be out the door by 5:30 in the morning and wouldn't return until after 9.
Uh-huh.
You know, Mom was Mom and Dad during the day. I was I was fortunate to be an athlete,
mm-hmm.
and I got to play high school football and high school lacrosse, and I played college lacrosse. And
mm-hmm.
you know, whether it was raining, whether it was snowing, sunshine, mm-hmm. 0 degrees or 100 degrees,
right.
Mom was always there.
Uh-huh.
And on January 2nd, 1985, our lives as a family changed, and mm-hmm. we became, as a family, the accidental caregivers.
Oh, my
gosh.
And
I think that happens to so many families out there.
Uh-huh.
And you never prepare for this.
No,
and
you could.
When it happens to you, you are just taken back, and you just don't know what to do. And back in 1985, there were not home care companies around.
Right.
To assist families in the way that Cypress and many home care companies do today.
Now, your mom was put into a drug-induced coma for 18 days. Then she spent over a month in the ICU, and as a result, she suffered short-term memory loss, change of personality, cardiac damage. What a traumatic experience for her to go through, and what a traumatic experience for your father and brothers.
It was indeed. Like I said, it was something that none of us were ever prepared for. And, you know, we could always count on Mom. And here we were, she was counting on us.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And when she got discharged after spending over 30 days in ICU and we brought her home,
uh-huh.
My brother Jonathan was in college at University of Miami,
mm-hmm.
and here it was. He was getting ready to start his second semester his freshman year, and he came home.
He came
home to be Mom's caregiver.
Wow, wow. That's an amazing story, what families have to do when these things happen. We're going to take a break and have a commercial for some of my sponsors. When we come back with Bob Roth, we're going to talk about the 18-year labor of love that his family went through caring for his mother and how it led him to his current career. We'll be right back with Bob Roth.
Second time around can be better. Second timers try harder. Looking to have a rewarding second marriage? Any marriage. Read Successful Second Marriages by Patricia Bubash. She interviews a variety of couples that have succeeded in their second attempt. Each story reflects that the second marriages can be tough going, yet be the best of the best. Learn from these couples who share their intimate stories, how they struggled with difficulty and have thrived. Stories such as, "Our kids drove us apart. We separated 5 times in 4 years. 4 months into our marriage, my 85-year-old father-in-law came to live with us. 1 year into our marriage, I was diagnosed legally blind. Death of my eldest child brought grief, depression into our new marriage." Successful Second Marriages is encouraging, hopeful, inspiring. Available on Amazon.com in book form and ebook. Read Pat's musings at www.successfulsecondmarriages.com.
Nicholas Hazel is a senior member of the Association of Applied and Therapeutic Humor and author of Laughter, the Drug of Choice. Scientific research is discovering that our bodies only hurt when we don't laugh. For anyone interested in a laugh-out-loud collection of medical terms and poetical music, often at the expense of health professionals' love and life, Laughter, the Drug of Choice, is just what the doctor ordered.
Welcome back with my wonderful guest, Bob Roth. He is the CEO of Cypress Home Care Solutions. And Bob, before our commercial, you shared with our family that your mother had this horrible heart attack, near fatal, several heart attacks. And that began an 18-year labor of love for your family, learning how to take care of your mother and how to help her. And I love your quote. You say, "I love what we do for families. This doesn't feel like work. It feels like a calling." Tell us a little bit what it was like for those 18 years and how you found your way to this new career.
Well, I'll tell you what. Again, as I said previously, I don't think anyone ever prepares for this.
Mm-hmm.
And for,
mm-hmm.
for us, labor of love is an absolute great description for it. Because it gave us an opportunity, it gave me an opportunity to get really close to Mom and my brothers as well, and really help her on this journey. There weren't any home care companies back in 1985.
Right.
No one there to assist us. So most of the stuff we learned was trial by error. We did get some assistance from nurses, but you know, we were there to help Mom really do her activities for daily living and assist her by being there with her and helping her with, you know, exercise, helping her with meals, companionship.
Sure.
And when it came to personal care, that's a very difficult line for a child and a parent to go through.
And
that was a line that I don't think we ever did cross individually, each and every one of us. But we did have people to assist us with that because there's that modesty. You know, you shouldn't as a child be helping your parent get dressed or helping her bathe or him bathe or helping with, you know, the things that go along with that.
Oh, for sure. Now, Bob, share with my listeners what happened when your mom, Joan Roth, broke her foot and then received care from Cypress. And was that the first time you were aware of Cypress?
Well, you know what? It was. We started Cypress in 1994, 9 years after Mom had her heart attack. And the reason why we started Cypress was because we got a chance to do it, and we thought we did it very well, and we figured that there were a lot of other moms and dads in our communities that could benefit from what we had learned. So we created a home care company, which my brother Joe ran for a little bit more than 10 years. And in that, I was an investor, as were my other brother and Joe and my dad. And we had this business. And as I said earlier and you shared with the audience, I was in the consumer product goods business.
Right.
So I really didn't get a chance to really know exactly what we did until... Until, you know, as you described, Mom broke her foot.
Broke
her foot back in early 2001, and she needed some assistance. And the assistance that I described earlier with not only just activities of daily living, but the activities that included the bathing and dressing and toileting and stuff like that. So we needed a caregiver. And we had caregiving around the clock initially for Mom. And my brothers and I all lived out here, and we all took turns to have Mom over our house, and we got a chance to see firsthand that compassion, that connection to that caregiver. You know, January, when a care recipient like Mom opens up her door to her home, she opens up her life to a caregiver. So that connection, that bond that happens between caregiver and client is really special. At Cypress, I call it the Cypress magic. And it's a bond that a child really can't have with a parent. It's a bond that maybe even a spouse can't have with one another.
Right.
But it's a connection where you almost become that care recipient's hands and feet, eyes and ears, and just assisting them. And to watch that was truly special. And that was the time where I really saw it. And I saw that connection happening, and I was like, this is really cool. It's amazing.
And, you know, it's a vocation, because I watched the caretakers this on my weekend experience, And this is something that they are blessed to do. They love doing it. They bring their hearts and souls to it. And it is so compassionate and wonderful for families to experience that. What a gift these people get in the fact that they are able to help others. You know, let's talk a little bit about how your agency is different from others out there that are offering similar services, and what is the value in your agency?
Well, you know, when I joined the family business back in 2003, there weren't quite as many as there are today in terms of agencies across the country, let alone here. There were less than 200 home care agencies in the state just over 10 years ago, and now they're probably close to 800.
Wow.
And for me, you know, I wanted to make sure we were putting out great caregivers. And, you know, my consumer product goods background really led me to learn that, you know, this is a big MBA term, value proposition. What is the value proposition that one entity brings to the table versus the other? And, you know, everybody can say they bring a caregiver. Well, for us, it's bringing that exceptional caregiver.
Right.
And by bringing that exceptional caregiver, we do things a little bit differently. And what we do is onboarding a caregiver is a pretty monumental process for us. One, it's a three-phase interviewing process.
Okay.
So it's interviewing over the phone. It's having them come in and interview, and then when they are orienting and training, because we put everyone through caregiver training, which I'll explain in a second, they're still being interviewed.
Okay.
It's 50 state background checks. It's pre-employment drug screening. Every single one of our caregivers is CPR and first aid trained. And then lastly, if you don't have caregiving experience, we train our caregivers. I have dedicated one-third of our space at Cypress Home Care to training. And we are training, if not every week, we're training every other week. And the great thing about the training we're doing for our caregivers is it's not just for our caregivers. And really, part of our value proposition is the training and the hiring process, but we also offer our training services to the community. And over the last 9-10 years since I've been here, we've trained over 700 families in being great caregivers for their loved ones.
Wow.
A lot of people would say, why do you do this? I do this because, you know what, January, I wished there were companies like mine back in 1985.
Right.
Because you know what? The best caregiver is the family member.
Yes.
You know, it's interesting when you really
look back.
When you really look back to the turn of the century, and I think about my grandmother back in the 1900s.
Yeah.
It was a long time ago, right? But back in the 1900s, you know, in the early 1900s and the mid 1900s, my grandmother was a caregiver for her mother, her husband, and her brother.
Right.
And, you know, the nuclear family all stayed together. You know, they didn't leave the neighborhood. I once heard Colin Powell talk about his neighborhood back in the 1930s in the Bronx. And he talked about his neighborhood, and what he would say is that he had more aunts and uncles than his mother and father had brothers and sisters. Because it was a term of endearment back growing up in those days. You never referred to mom and dad's friends as Mr. or Mrs.
No, and auntie and uncle.
You wouldn't dare call them by their first name.
No.
You had to show them respect. So the nuclear family never left, so families cared for families. And you know what? I'll be the first one to say it because my brothers and I did it. If a family can do it, great. But when we created Cypress Home Care Solutions, our goal in mind was to be respite, the relief for that family caregiver.
Yeah.
Because you know what? We needed that relief.
Right.
My brother Jonathan, when he was that caregiver for the first 6 months of mom being home, he could have used a couple breaks. And that's what we do. We specialize in that. And don't get me wrong, we do the total care. Because when you live in a destination like Arizona, and you know, thanks to technology and travel, the nuclear family has dissipated.
Yes,
the children have sought jobs all throughout the country. And living here in Arizona, people have chosen Arizona to be their destination for the climate.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother did that back in 1987. It was a better climate for her in her physical state to be living here versus back east. So really the essence and the value proposition for Cypress is that we are respite members for families.
Uh-huh.
We do
We
do caregiver training for the community. And our value proposition is not only our onboarding process for our caregivers, but the training that goes along with it. And as a result, we pay our caregivers more than your typical home care company.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
we don't need the Affordable Care Act to say that we need to offer health insurance for our caregivers. We've been doing that for over 20 years.
Wonderful. You know, Bob, we're going to take a break and have a commercial. And when we come back, I want to discuss with you the numbers of approximately how many people will be turning 65 in 2011 and what this means to caregivers. And also, I'd like to discuss with you the situation for anyone who is an entrepreneur and feels that this might be a field that they could pursue and create a passionate job existence and serve others. We'll be right back with Bob Roth.
Pam Evans has been married and divorced four times and lived to tell the tale with honesty, humor, and a heartfelt message. Check out Pam's first book, Ring Exchange, Adventures of a Multiple Marrier, where she shares her hard-won lessons about behavior, emotions, relationships, and her marriage partner choices. Learn more about Pam's road less traveled and how she anticipates every day with joy and a sense of gratitude. Visit Pam's website at www.ring-exchange.com. Her book is available on Amazon.com, too. Everyone deserves a happy life. Life is supposed to be fun. Your life is supposed to feel good, and you're meant to feel happiness in your life and to satisfy your dreams. And you can. Because the only reason anyone wants anything or does anything is that they think they will feel better in the having of it or the doing of it. They think they will feel better in the experiencing of it. Coming soon, a website where you can learn more on how you can have the life you deserve at afeelgoodworld.com.
Pam Evans' book is fantastic. I highly recommend it. And Dale Bruner's website is awesome, and I love sharing it with all of you. We're back with Bob Roth, and he is sharing with us his experience at Cypress Home Care Solutions. Before we talk about the 80 million people turning 65 in 2011, Bob, could you share your website information and share with my listeners how they can contact you to discuss working with you as an entrepreneur?
Well, first of all, I'm going to give you two websites if I can.
Sure.
First is our operating entity, and that's Cypress, and that's Cypress,
mm-hmm.
homecare.com, HOMECARE.com.
Okay.
And the reason why I want you to share that with your listeners is that we are not only operators of an incredible home care company who's enjoyed two number one rankings in the last 3 years in our state, as well as being voted the Business Ethics Award by the Better Business Bureau in 2013, really differentiates ourselves and really shows that we practice what we preach. Now I'm going to go over to my consulting side. We have a consulting company that we started 5 years ago where we enable and assist people in starting home care companies.
Okay.
So we are able to teach them how to do the great work that we do here in their own markets. And that website is One Home Care Solutions. Solution, I'm sorry. And you spell out one, so it's O-N-E-H-O-M-E-C-A-R-E, and that's solution, and that would be singular.com, onehomecaresolution.com. You can reach me by phone at 602-264-8009. And what we look for in home care agencies or home care owners that want to get into the space
Yeah.
We're looking for people that have compassion, uh-huh. that are looking to make a difference in somebody's life, to uh-huh. enable somebody to be able to stay at home and age in place successfully.
Right. Yes. What a wonderful mission. Let's talk about the last of the baby boomers will turn 65 in 2029. By 2020, Arizona's age 60 plus will make up one quarter of the state's population, approximately 2.1 million people. The 85 plus population is the fastest growing age group in the state and will increase, this is amazing, by 141% by the year 2012. What a career, what an opportunity to help others. And I mean, the numbers are there, aren't they? It's quite amazing what's going to be happening.
The numbers are truly here. And I will tell you, January, the challenge that we have is the caregiving pool is going to shrink.
Shrink, yes.
AARP has, and back, it was back in September of this past year, released uh-huh. a report sharing that there are seven caregivers or potential caregivers for every mm-hmm. aging adult in our communities throughout the country. Mm-hmm. By 2030, there will be four caregivers
for every wow.
aging adult, and by 2050, there'll be less than three.
Wow.
And you yeah. know what? There are not enough skilled nursing mm-hmm. Rooms. There's not enough assisted living facilities or units, and there's not enough independent living units available to house our aging population. And let's face it, people want to be able to age in place. They want to
yep.
age at home. And mm-hmm. if the family members cannot be there to assist them, then agencies, home care agencies, can help them successfully age in place.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a great opportunity before us to be able to do that.
Well, this is such an innovative opportunity that you are sharing with my listeners. How many agencies do you have now nationwide?
Well, under ones that we started up from scratch, mm-hmm. we've assisted 19 agencies since we
wow.
started 5 years ago.
Uh-huh.
There's another 15 agencies that we've assisted in various capacities, whether it
uh-huh.
be in operations, whether it be in marketing, whether it be, you know, just problem solving on onboarding caregivers or onboarding clients.
Mm-hmm.
We've assisted people with state rules and regulations because there's
okay.
licensing rules in various states. And it really runs the gamut in terms
uh-huh.
of
uh-huh.
how we've assisted people. But truly, our passion is to help people get started in this business. And what
mm-hmm.
we look for is we look for people, and I don't mean it to sound cliche-ish, but we're looking
uh-huh.
for people. We're looking for people that have heart, people that
yeah.
have compassion. We're
mm-hmm.
not looking for someone that's looking for a paycheck. Because
right.
if you're looking for a paycheck, then you probably are looking in the wrong area to get into business.
Mm-hmm.
Because you've got to, as you and I talked about earlier. You know, you asked me about who my mentor was.
Uh-huh.
My dad.
Sure.
And you've got to be able to look into somebody's eyes and be able to assist them. And, you know, January, you really don't understand. Nobody can truly understand what it's like to assist somebody in terms of helping them age in place successfully
mm-hmm.
until you sit in their living room and you're
mm-hmm.
sitting across from them and you're talking to them about their life. You're talking about what their wishes are, and you're talking about how you can assist them to successfully age at home and in place.
Well, you know, it's interesting because my show is all about sharing success stories. And some of my sponsors are in their 80s. And as you say in your website, one of the greatest byproducts of caring for older adults is learning about the amazing lives they've lived. Each person is a good book, and I feel that way when I have the opportunity to share people on the show, no matter what age they are, and it's especially special with older people. Don't you agree?
Oh, that's why it feels like a calling. I'm
yes.
telling you, I get the opportunity to meet and visit with some truly remarkable people.
I know.
People that have helped shape our communities. I'm talking about whether it be whether it be World War II veterans.
Right.
You know, I met a World War II veteran that invaded, you know, Normandy Beach.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
whether it be somebody that helped build the community, was a developer, whether it be a professor, a scientist,
mm-hmm.
it truly is remarkable. And for me, it is an honor and it is a privilege to help and assist somebody to successfully age in place and stay at home. Because truly, that's where they want to be.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I feel the same way. It's such a privilege for me to be able to share their wonderful stories here on my show. We're going to take a break and hear from two of my sponsors. When we come back, I want to talk with Bob about all the wonderful awards his company has received. And I'm pleased to announce that he is CEO of the Month at C-Level Magazine. Also, I'd like to talk a little bit, Bob, about the therapy dog. I love dogs, and I think this is an interesting aspect of your business. We'll be right back with Bob Roth.
Have you ever met someone who was unforgettable? Someone who has touched your heart and soul? People who have faced difficult problems? People who have fearlessly shared their stories, their struggles, and their successes? People who have priceless personalities? In my new book, Priceless Personalities, Success Stories Shared by January Jones, I am honored to be able to share with you people dealing with problems such as incest, molestation, child abuse, drug abuse, polygamy, unemployment, scandal, starting over, self-esteem, and workplace issues. My guests have all been exciting, eclectic, and energizing. They will amaze, amuse, and even astonish you. You will adore getting to meet them at Amazon.com. My book is now available, 2-for-1, paperback and Kindle editions.
Do you want to learn how to live into your dreams? One Door Closes, Overcoming Adversity by Following Your Dreams. The new book by Tom Ingracia and Jared Kredemski captures the thought-provoking stories of 16 people from all walks of life who have triumphed over adversity to achieve their goals. Plus, you'll get 10 self-assessment tools to design your own blueprint for success. Unlock your true potential. Fulfill your dreams. Be inspired. One Door Closes is available from Amazon.com.
Welcome back with my guest, Bob Roth, who is a priceless personality. And he has walked through the one door and created an incredible business opportunity for all of you out there. I just briefly, Bob, wanted to share some of your honors. I mentioned that you were CEO of the Month for C-Level Magazine, 2013 Business Ethics Award, Better Business Bureau, 2010 nomination for Spirit of Philanthropy, 2010-2012 Home Health Care Agency, 29 Commercial Bank Arizona Companies to Watch Award, and 27 Small Business of the Year Goodwill Industries. You have achieved so many accolades, and I think this is because you are pursuing a business that is your passion. And don't you think that's how things work in this world?
I do, and I will tell you, recognition is a very powerful motivator, and it is wonderful to be recognized for the good work that not just Cypress and Bob Roth are doing in our community,
mm-hmm.
but I feel like that honor that I have received, whether it be from Comerica Bank or Better Business Bureau or the Spirit of Philanthropy mm-hmm. Award, I believe that honor is one that I share with my fellow brothers and sisters that are running successful home care agencies, not only here in Arizona, but throughout our country. You know, it's one of those things that this isn't a sexy business. This isn't like selling Gatorade, January. This really isn't. And you know, I've been a part of some groups that have tried to do seminars and assisting people in navigating through this journey. Mm-hmm. You know, you shared your personal journey and your recent, challenge that you've dealt with. And,
right.
You know, we tried to do this in our own community. And if you try to put something like that on a Saturday, you know, people really don't want to come and talk about aging. They don't want to talk about home health and hospice. It's not sexy by any means. But, you know, those of us out there, they're doing it the right way. It's nice to get these honors. And these honors aren't just for me, but it's for all of us out there that are helping and assisting people to be able to stay home and age successfully at home. And I
Well, you know, this year, Cypress received the number one ranking for Arizona's top Arizona home care agencies. Bob, tell us what you work with the Alzheimer's Association. Now, when you're working with helping people with home care, do you deal with a lot of people with Alzheimer's?
Unfortunately, we do. You know, I serve on the board for this wonderful group. Mm-hmm. It's called the Banner Alzheimer's Institute.
Okay.
We are one of the leading research institutes to finding a cure for Alzheimer's, not just here in Arizona, but in the world.
Mm-hmm.
We have identified that families that are dealing with this horrible disease have this propensity to get this.
Mm-hmm.
And basically what it is these people that were afflicted with this awful disease, they form these amyloid plaques that develop inside the brain and basically eat up the brain and eat up the memory. And if you can think along the lines of a hard drive slowly crashing, those memories slowly disappear and they're no longer there. And for me, I don't have any direct family experience. I don't have history in my family. My wife has some history in hers, but I see it firsthand with my clients, and I see what it does to their adult children and the spouses. And for me, not only do I have the opportunity to assist them in aging in place, because our caregivers are trained to be able to help those that are afflicted with dementias and Alzheimer's, but I also find myself at times counseling the family members and helping them understand that this isn't your dad, this isn't your mom, this is a vessel of who they used to be. And I am on this mission with the Banner Alzheimer's Institute by serving on their board to try to eradicate this disease. And as Dr. Eric Reinman, who is our leader, and Dr. Pierre Thériault say, it is our goal to find a cure before we lose another generation.
Okay.
And you talk about the numbers. It is scary how many people are afflicted with this disease.
Oh, I know. My family, my husband's family has this. And right now, my husband is in a trial study at Mayo Clinic, testing him to see if he has it and if they can help study him to help their studies on helping other people. It is something that affects probably most every family or people that you know, and it's so important to try to find a cure for Alzheimer's. You know, Bob, before we go briefly, I need to just quickly touch on the therapy dog.
Okay.
And tell us about that.
Well, I'll tell you what. We have a yellow Labrador retriever. And she's actually here with me right now. Her name is Lacey.
Lacey
is a therapy dog. She was certified through Pet Therapy International. And we had a Labrador retriever prior to her, and he used to make some visits for friends of mine and people that I knew that were dealing with aging and Alzheimer's. And I saw the response that he got. So when I got Lacey after losing my prior dog, Gretzky, I made a point in making sure I got a dog that was certified. And we get the opportunity to take Lacey into people's homes.
Oh.
My wife is Lacey's coach and handler. And it is remarkable, January, when I tell you the smiles that Lacey brings to people's faces.
I know.
And when you're dealing with dementias and Alzheimer's, you have people that are locked in these shells, and they don't talk. Sometimes they don't make eye contact. But when Lacey walks in the room, they light up.
Oh,
and
yeah.
they often refer to Lacey by the dogs that they may have previously owned.
Right.
And the energy that she brings out and gives to them is really special. And me, you know, I have this Labrador retriever who is 3 years old today. Today's her birthday. And it is amazing because for me, when she goes to visit just one client and she'll go for maybe an hour, she comes home and she's as exhausted as she is when I take her for those 3 to 5 mile walks in the morning.
Wow.
Because she lives
gives
for that
it all.
Moment. Oh, she gives it all. She lives for that moment almost as much as the recipient of what she gives to them.
Well, you know, Bob, when we were at the hospice this past weekend, they had a therapy dog there, and the dog came to visit the patients and the families. And what an amazing reaction when this dog walked in and walked around the halls. It just is something that just bonds everyone, and it's because these dogs have such unconditional love, they give it to everyone. Don't you agree?
I do, and my wife, Susie, who's her handler, has taught her not to, you know, you need to have, like, not gimmicks or tricks, but you need to be able to engage that pet with the care recipient.
Oh, yes.
And lots of people, you know, have their dog give their paw. And what Susie has done is she's trained Lacey, so instead of giving her paw, she has the care recipient put their palm out. And there's a command, Lacey, face. And Lacey will lay her face, her chin, right in that person's palm. And you can
wonderful.
Just feel the energy that comes from Lacey into that person. And that care recipient will take the other hand and just caress Lacey's head and maybe play with her ears. It's a beautiful thing to watch. It really is.
That's so. Well, you know, Bob, we have to go now, and it's been wonderful having you on the show, and I hope to have you back many, many times again in the future. To my wonderful listeners, we hope you've enjoyed sharing our stories, our struggles, and our secrets for success. Remember my mantra, if you think it, then you can do it. So for now, dear friends, please stop whining and then start smiling and then start sharing our show with everyone you know. And if that doesn't work, then start eating chocolate, lots and lots of chocolate. Again, thank you to my wonderful guest, Bob Roth. This is January Jones thanking you for joining me today on my journey and reminding you to take care and stay safe.
We want to thank you for listening to January Jones Sharing Success Story. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra, if you can think it, you can do it. That's what all of our guests have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own story with your family and friends. We hope that our guest stories will encourage you to explore an equation in your future that will combine your creativity plus connecting with others will enable you to be successful too. Always remember, your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity as you explore the wonderful world of January Jones.